Well, then, let's see. Then, when did your folks get on the farm out there? Then, what? How did that come about? Didn't they live on a farm north of Danway then, or someplace?
Yeah, but that was quite a while afterward.
Oh, uh-huh. What did they do in the meantime after they got there? You know, if they got from came on the train, then what happened?
Well, Dad worked for a guy about 20 years.
Who, you mean Eve?
No.
Your dad?
My dad.
Yeah, I see.
Worked for a guy for 20 years.
Oh, man. And we just stopped briefly for Mother to have her supper here, and now we're starting to talk again, and we just finished talking about, you know, your dad had worked for this fellow for 20 years, and then what happened, Mom?
Well, she worked for the lady, too. But she,
oh, your mother did?
Yeah, but she never got any pay. But she always got a whole lot more than was worth by, something for the family. You know,
well, they needed that, too, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in those days, they were starting out.
Uh-huh, so that's what she got, a whole lot of stuff, a lot more than was worth.
I see.
And she'd tease her. She said, take your handful, when they was picking geese, you know, the feathers, and she'd take her handful, and she'd tease her. She says, take your handful. You know, she couldn't get her handful, because, you know. So.
Nothing but feathers, huh?
Well, you know, you can't get your handful of feathers.
Right.
So.
Well, then what about your dad? Then he worked for this fellow for 20 years. Did he earn enough money so he could start farming, or what?
Well, that's when we moved to Iowa, I suppose.
Oh, where were you at then? That was still in Illinois.
Yeah.
Right.
And when we come to Iowa, we moved on a farm there. We bought the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Marsilius Larson, a man named Marsilius Larson, he always went around and helped them build their houses. So all the houses around there was built just the same way.
I see.
Just about the same way.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was this farm? Was this the one then north of Danway? I see.
So.
And then they lived there then, what, till they died, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, then, let's see. Now, when did you meet Dad? And where did you meet Dad at then?
In the first place?
Yeah. Did you met him after you came to Iowa then, I suppose?
No. No, let's see.
See, when your folks moved to Iowa, you were younger then, of course. Do you remember that?
Yeah, if I can just retrace it.
Uh-huh.
Well, we lived there, Mother.
Right.
And I kind of went with a fellow named Conrad Runswald.
Runswald, huh? Uh-huh. Did he live near Danway then someplace?
No, he was studying to be a minister.
Oh.
And, of course, that what struck Mother. She liked that sort.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So she gave him $20.
Uh-huh.
And then he went on, I don't know, can't remember just what he did.
Uh-huh.
And then, Dad and I, we always were good friends or lovers.
Right.
And
but he lived around there someplace, I suppose.
Yeah, and Mother didn't particularly care for him, you know.
She wanted you to like this minister fellow.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, before she died, she invited us both up there to her place.
You and Dad?
Yeah. And we stayed all night there and had supper. And
was this up to the farm then?
No, in her home in town.
I see. Where did she move to town?